Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum thought he had a plan that would induce Grandpappy Spears to go in on Mr. Webster's health resort project. But once again, Lum's ideas on psychology failed to work out, and now Grandpap is more determined than ever to keep his spring out of any promotion scheme. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their got-em-down store and library discussing this problem. But...
Lord me, I can't think of no other way to get Grandpap to change his mind, Lum.
Must study hard.
Well, you know Grandpap, Lum. He's got his head set, and when it's set, it is S-A-T set. He's just bound and determined that Mr. Webster ain't going to develop that spring on his place. That's all there are to it.
Well, it's sort of up to us to change Grandpap's mind, though. Special after what happened yesterday.
What did happen yesterday?
Well, you know, you was here.
Yeah, I was here.
After Mr. Webster talked him into it, your papa talked him out of it again.
Well, papa was just doing what you told him to do, Lum. It was your idea, not his.
Yeah, but it never worked out like I figured it would.
Well, I told you not to use none of that psychology stuff on him.
Well, the psychology was all right. Only trouble was neither your papa nor Grandpap knows what psychology's all about. That's where I made my mistake.
Yeah, well, I tried to tell you. Wait a minute. There comes Cedric. Maybe he's got some idea how to change Grandpap's mind.
Oh, I doubt that. Cedric ain't exactly been known as a feller for ideas of no kind.
Well, he might have one, Lum. So, we reckon what that little black box is he's carrying with him.
Black box?
Yeah. Oh, I see. It's just his Kodak. Must be going out Kodaking.
I reckon why he got the films for it.
No telling.
Them things are hard to get now.
Yeah, well, maybe he's just trying to get some. I know we ain't got none here to store.
Wonderful world.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric. Coming.
Hello, Mr. Abner. Howdy, Mr. Lum.
Hello, Cedric.
You...
Cedric, why don't you quit saying wonderful world? I'm getting tired of hearing that.
Why, it's all right.
Well, Lum. I thought we were supposed to say it.
No, that's all right, Cedric. Don't let Lum tease you about that. That's a good altitude to have. Everything's wonderful. The world's fine. That's
what I thought.
Why, sure. You just keep saying it if you want to. Don't pay no attention to them.
I'm tired of hearing it. Still said.
You been out Kodaking today, Cedric?
No, Mom.
You haven't? What you carrying your Kodak for, then?
Yes, Mom.
Well, sure. I was wondering what you was doing with that little black Kodak there. Carrying it around.
Couldn't see where you was looking.
Well, if you're looking for films, I can tell you right now, we ain't got none in stock, Cedric.
You might try down at the drugstore. It basically generally has quite a few on hand, leastways they used to.
Yeah.
Well, I got the last knee head down there, though. Fact is, I got it in the Camry right now.
Well, you're all fixed up then, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Only trouble is, though, I think I've ruined most of them already.
Ruined them?
Yes, Mom. See, I was trying to get a picture of myself, and I fixed up a long string on that little clicker thing. And
where, Cedric?
Right there.
That thing right there. Uh-huh.
I set the camera on a fence post, and then I'd get around in front of it and smile.
Well, you smile, huh?
Yes, well, I smiled pretty.
Well, and then what?
Well, then I'd pull the string.
Oh.
While I'm grinning.
Yeah, see, taking your own picture that way, huh? I told you that was pretty smart thinking, Cedric.
Oh, thank you, Ma.
See there, Lum, I told you Cedric had ideas.
Oh, I sure do. Only trouble is, though, every time I pulled the string, I yanked the camera clean off from the fence post. I might have got my shoes in a couple of the pictures, but that's about all.
Huh. Yeah, it's a lucky thing you had your good shoes on, Cedric. Be ashamed to waste films on them old tennis shoes you generally wear.
Wait a minute. You mean you ruined a whole roll of film that away?
No, Mom. There's still one picture left in it. But I want you fellas to take it from me.
Yeah, I believe that's a better idea, Cedric. No use in ruining that good film there and your last picture there in particular.
No, Mom.
I know what we can do. Mom, you take the picture and I'll get in it too. Sit down there in that chair and I'll put my hand on his shoulder, you know.
Well, I'd sort of rather you wouldn't be in it, Mr. Abner. I like you all right. I like you good, but I'd rather you wouldn't be in the picture.
Well, I don't know what's the matter with me. I Kodak good, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, but this is for something special. It's sort of romantics, I think.
Romantics?
Yes, Mom. See, I want to give it to Clarabelle so she can take it to war with her.
Oh, well, take it to war?
Yes, Ma. Clarabelle's joining the army.
Well.
Going in the wax.
For the land sakes alive. Do you hear that, Lum? Clarabelle Sea Stonk is joining the wax.
Yeah, I know. I've done heard about him. Proud to hear it, too.
Oh, that is fine.
She's doing a good thing there.
Yes, she is.
I understand there's a big need for them girls in the army now.
Yeah, I've heard that, too, I sure
have. Yeah, but I wish she wouldn't go.
Huh?
I'm just going to miss her something wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just sit here at home and think back about them wonderful times her and Gomer and sometimes me had.
Sometimes you?
Yes, Mom. Them were the times I liked the best, the times I got to go along with them.
Yeah, I reckon you will miss all that, Cedric. But don't forget, this is a war.
Yeah, and Clarabelle's just the kind of a girl they want in the wax. She's about the right age, and she ain't working in no essential industry.
Yeah, she's smart, too. And look pretty as a speckled pup in one of them fancy uniforms he'll wear.
Oh, yeah. On top of that, she's doing a good patriotic deed.
Why, sure.
I know if I was a young girl, I'd do the same thing.
I would, too. I'd rush right down and enlist. You see myself now, marching down the street in my coat with the gold buttons on it, my little skirt just a-flapping in the... wait a minute, I don't wear a skirt, sir.
Of course you don't, Sally.
What's the matter with me?
Well, are you fellas going to take this picture of me or not?
Why, sure.
Let's stand there and talk about the wax on
it. No, we'll take it. I forgot about that. Got a picture of myself in that uniform.
I got to get it taken in a hurry because Clarabelle's leaving in a day or so.
Yeah, we'll take it right now.
Got to get it developed.
Yeah, let's see now.
I think that's what they call it.
Where'd be a good place for you to stand, Cedric?
Why don't you just stand right in front of that sign there, Cedric?
Which one?
The one telling about our special summer sale.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Help advertise the sale.
Why, sure.
Yeah, stand right there, Cedric, right by that sign.
About right here, you mean?
Yeah, that'll be fine. All right, smile good now. Look pretty, Cedric.
Wait a minute. Could you stoop down a little, Cedric? Your head's covering up part of the sign there.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Is this better now?
Just a minute. Let me look through the Kodak here. No, a little more, Cedric. A little more. Down a little lower. Let's see. Yeah, that's better.
Can you see the whole sign in there,
Ed? Yeah, I can see the whole thing now. Good. Wait a minute. Where's Cedric? Cedric!
I'm down here. Here I am.
Oh, no.
I'll get my shoes in it again, I see.
I'm looking through the Kodak here. I thought you'd walked out on me. Well, raise up a little bit, Cedric. We want to get you in this, too, if we can.
Yes, ma'am. How's this?
Well, I'd turn around and face this direction for you, Cedric.
Yeah.
What's the matter with me anyway?
Yeah, I can see you. Wait a minute, so I believe I got a better idea.
Well, just take the picture and tell me your idea some other time, Mr. Abbott. My back's killing me all bent over this way.
Yeah, I just happen to think of something, though, Cedric. If this here picture's going to somebody in the army, why, then it must be one of them, what do you call them things? Pinned up pictures?
Mom.
Them things are all the rage now. All the soldiers have got pinned up pictures.
It ain't pinned up pictures, Em. It's pin up pictures.
Well, whatever it is. Cedric's one of them now. He's a pin up boy, Pine Ridge.
Yes, good for me, boy.
You know, what you really ought to do, Cedric, is get your swimsuit on.
Swimsuit?
Get your bass jacket.
Well, I ain't going swimming. I'm just going to have a picture took.
Yeah, well, that's a idea, Cedric. We're going to take your picture and your swimsuit. That's the way all them pin-up pictures are took, I think.
Well, I don't think mine would do very good, though. The moss ate most of it away.
Oh, they did, huh? Doggy, that's too bad. Wait a minute. You can wear a long swimsuit. That ought to fit you.
Reckon it would?
Why, sure. And it'd be sort of comical, too, said they.
Comical? What do you mean by that?
Nothing wrong.
What's so comical's about my swimsuit?
I don't know.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Well, it's all right, I reckon. If you like it, why, suits me all right. Just a little ragged around the knees is all.
It is not ragged.
It is, darn it. One leg of it's unraveled clean up to a third or fourth stripe on it.
I had that fixed. And the shoulders darn do. It's as good as the day I sent away for it.
Well, why don't we run over and get it then?
Never mind, Mr. Abner. I'd just as lief not wear it.
Huh?
Well, why not? What's the matter with it?
Well, I don't know. Just something about it. You tell him, Mr. Abner.
Well, it's, well, maybe you're right, Cedric.
Yes, ma'am. I'd rather be Kodak just like I am, I think.
Yeah, I don't much blame you. Well, just go ahead and take it. Get ready now. Smile, Cedric. Look pretty.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see now. Let me look down through here. That's our time. Hold steady now, Cedric. Here we go. Doggy, wait a minute. How do you work this thing?
Here. Just push down on her. Let's see. Never seen one just like this before.
Yeah, I know it ain't this thing here, because I done tried that. Cedric, how do you work this thing here?
Here, I'll show you.
Yeah, sure. We don't want to ruin your last picture here.
See here, you just take it like this, and you look down through this little glass thing till you see what you're taking a picture of, and then you get it focused right.
Focused?
Yes, Mom. You stand over there, Mr. Abner, so that I can tell if I got it focused right.
Yeah, sure. You want to make this a good one, Cedric.
That's right, Mr. Abner. Now, see here, Mr. Lum, you look right down in there, and then you click this little thing right here, like this. See? That's all they are to it.
Well, that sounds easy. Now, here, give me the Kodak, Cedric. Now,
Wait a minute, Cedric. You idiot. You've done taken the picture. And Abner's in it instead of you.
Huh?
Bob? Uh-oh. Does that mean I got to give Clarabelle a picture of Mr. Abner?
Oh, my goodness alive. Don't tell Elizabeth.
Tell her what?
Well, don't you see? I'm the new pin-up boy for the wife.